Diary Fragments, circa 1899. We need to study carefully the Lord's way, the Lord's will, the Lord's work, and how to serve Him intelligently. The conversions of souls is the great work before us. The enemy, I was shown, was ready to allure and deceive by quoting Scripture. He thought he could weave in his sophistry and accomplish his work at the very time when it was essential that it should stand highest among the unbelieving world. Ministers and workers and physicians have their place of appointment. To every man God has given his work to be done. Dr. Kellogg has his lot and appointment, and the enemy comes through human agencies and voices the enemy's suggestions to present a diversion from his work God has appointed. He says, "Why do you not take hold of this class of people who are the worst in our cities and reform them? If your work is of God, you will be doing this class of work. If there is the dare to Christ of slimy Satan and his synagogue, that he can even throw himself from the dizzy height and thus tempt Christ, violate the very terms made in the councils of heaven." He says, "It is written, I will give my angels charge over thee, and in their hands shall he bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Luke 4, verse 10, 11. But the enemy of Christ knew just as well the part he left out was essential. "I will give mine angels charge over thee, and keep thee in all thy ways, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Psalm 91, verse 11, 12. What a work is resting individually upon all souls, righteous and unrighteous. He crowneth the year with his goodness. Harvest blessings have always been associated with spiritual blessings. The heathen associate all their blessings of success in having their blessing from nature. It was credited to their gods. What a reproach it is upon all who claim to be Christians if they, having their Bibles and the most wonderful knowledge of the Scriptures, did not connect all their good things with the bountiful giver and creator of all the heavens and the earth. Jesus, the living Savior, hath bought us from the hand of the enemy, and in a most tender manner has united all who receive Him and believe in Him with Himself. In a full sense, He has come near to us, so much nearer. How terrible is the future harvest to those who are dependent on their harvest, but never themselves so. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruits of the earth, until he receive the early and latter rain. James 5, verse 7. Never, never turn your eyes away from Christ. Where is the source of true happiness? It is not found in ourselves. We are to contemplate Christ in the Word, who told us, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye have eternal life." John 5, verse 39.